Welcome to the SocialAgent.me podcast, where the top salespeople, connectors, and all-around hustlers share their story and business experience. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
All right, thank you everyone for tuning in to another SocialAgent.me video series. I have a good friend and advisor with us today, Steve Forte, and his office in Palo Alto. So thanks for being here, Steve.
Oh, it's great to be here, Mike.
Okay, great. He's one of our official advisors. You can see us on the team on the website, and he's been with the very beginnings. And I think today we're going to talk about some of the earlier stages of our startup. But maybe we first start introducing yourself.
As Mike said, my name is Stephen Forte, and I'm a entrepreneur, and I'm based here in Silicon Valley in Palo Alto. And before that, for about 5 years, I was living in Hong Kong, where Michael and I met. And I've been working recently with a startup called Telerik, which builds developer tools specifically for building applications on iOS, Android, Windows Phone, things like that. But I call it a startup, but now we're actually got probably about, 600 plus people around the world and lots of customers. So I just remember it when it was about 13 or 14 people. So I look at someone like Mike and I think about, my journey from going from like 14 to, hundreds of people. So it's been a great ride and it's great to have you here in Palo Alto in Silicon Valley.
Thanks for having me. It's day two for me in the U.S.
Jet lagged?
A little bit jet lagged. I think I'm okay. I'm getting used to the whole just don't sleep for like a day or two is the best way to...
It's like a big party.
Get over. Yeah. All right. And yeah, you're also on the Scrum Alliance, right? And talk with our technical team, like Chris Lee and our tech co-founder and others about, helping with sprints and agile development too. So appreciate that. And I think maybe our series today, we're going to talk about the stories of our pivots and the early stages when we were in China Accelerator. We also had Cyril and Todd on an earlier series talking about the program. So, we've changed a lot, and I think, sometimes people have kind of criticized me about how many times we've changed in our product direction, but I think Steve wanted to maybe talk a little bit about how that's been and his thoughts.
I would definitely disagree with the folks that layer criticism on that, because I think that's the right way to build a business in the modern economy. I would say when we met 2 or 3 years ago and you started specifically with this idea, it was really tied towards Weibo. And going in and, curating leads, not even curating leads on Weibo, it was actually called Weibo Agent in the beginning, and it was an interesting take on things that people might be doing, let's say, on Twitter today, curating content, posting particular content onto Weibo. And while that was kind of interesting, once you went through China Accelerator, and I remember going up to Dalian and spending a few days up there, I found it interesting that you took it, much more of an enterprise approach. And you started saying, let's use Weibo as this agent as a way to curate leads from China. So I think that would be like pivot number one. And then I remember you started pivoting more and you started saying, there's a lot of money in enterprise. So these are the people that pay as opposed to trying to be the next Instagram. And I watched the company kind of go through a very mature process of trying to figure out who the customer is and identifying that customer. And, the way you did it was myself and the other advisors, it was a pleasure to watch because you would go out there and see what was making money as opposed to a lot of people that just like throw a lot of things up against the wall and sees what sticks. And I've always enjoyed watching kind of Weibo Agent evolve into Social Agent because my, the last 10 years of my career, I've been doing startups, but I've not been doing sexy startups. I've been doing boring startups and I sell to the enterprise. And, you see this nice office in Palo Alto. It's paid for by enterprise sales. So, that I like the direction that you've been taking with Social Agent for sure.
Cool. Thanks. I was just telling Steve we are finally getting people finding us online and signing up, going through the whole funnel and actually, funding their account through our online market. So we're pretty excited. While we've changed a lot, I think we finally found something people are willing to pay for. And I think earlier today I was talking to another friend and, especially mobile games and stuff, they never actually think about somebody willing to pay for it. But, the best validation is when there's a customer giving money. I remember WordPress. I always advise people to use like WordPress or something, just throwing it online.
I remember the WordPress.
Ultimate
MVP. Yeah. Mike was struggling with no developer.
Yeah.
Himself how to become
a
developer. Desperate times, desperate measures.
I think sometimes it's good because sometimes you're spoiled when you have too much developers and product team because you're just building and building and building. But if you don't know what you're building for or who you're building it for, it doesn't matter if you build all day. So yeah, I remember when we kind of faked it and it was basically like a 24-hour delay for your account to populate. And then, it was free and nobody even signed up anyway. And I was sending it out to people and they would sign up, but then they wouldn't check and they didn't care. And then I remember I started asking like in focus groups, what did people want? Everyone wanted sales or customers and we're talking about Weibo as a Chinese Twitter. People didn't really care about that. They just cared about it as like a sales channel and they wanted to convert social media to sales. So then we moved to like finding leads and then to our later pivot, which is kind of a two-sided marketplace, which is really hard. But people, so the company wants leads and then they'll pay somebody online to go and find the leads and convert those to leads or customers for them. So that's kind of our current product. But yeah, I mean, I know a lot of startups always kind of have the excuse that they can't start a startup until they have like a technical co-founder or they have developers or they have funding. I think a lot of it's like wrong, right?
Well, you've proved them wrong.
Yeah. And actually, I think, you know, we have an earlier interview too with Chris Lee, but, you know, I think Chris joined because he saw that, you know, we're willing to keep going. And a lot of times technical people are a little bit, I don't want to say later stage, but they're a little bit more hesitant and they want to be proven that you are going to get customers because they don't want to build a product that nobody's going to use. Of course, programmers want to make money and such, but more they want to see that product that they build succeed or be used. Right. You've met, we'll probably get.
I even said it once. This was back in the, goodness, it shows my age. It was in the 90s, probably almost 20 years ago. I wrote some software for a company and they tossed it away. And they said, well, we paid you. I said, but I could have went somewhere else and made the same money and there'd be hundreds or thousands of people using the software. So developers really want to be able to use the product. And it's been a testament to, you know, your pivots that, you know, Chris has stayed on board as, you know, brought technical leadership to the team. It really does say something about that.
I think a lot of people have excuses. I think in life, a lot of people always make up an excuse they can't do something. But yeah, I think you can always start, and you have to sell to everybody. You have to sell to your, not just customers, not just like investors, but your team. I think for me, especially, I think is as long as your team is behind you, that's like the most important thing. Of course, customers, of course, important too, but it's harder to replace a good team than replace customers. Anyway, I hope today helped. And another thing Steve and I are going to talk about, we're actually more lucky to have him on the team than ever because we're moving more and more mobile. And mobile apps. When we first started in our earlier pivots, we were more web only, but now we're actually really, really heavily moving towards mobile. We're lucky to have Steve, and he's an expert in hybrid with Telerik, and you know, we're going to be going through the app today and while we're here, and really happy to have Steve with us. Thanks so much.
Glad to be able to help.
Okay, I think that's a wrap. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in the socialagent.me podcast. Businesses interested to start recruiting and managing agents, please sign up on www.socialagent.me. And connectors and salespeople, please download our mobile app on iPhone and Android or check out our site. Let's start connecting.